Recently on the Wastewaters podcast, you heard my dad say...
So, I am... Let me take a look here. I haven't been reviewing... Ooh, I just got an upgrade! I literally just got an upgrade right now. Okay, sorry. All right, we'll probably leave that in. Woo! Okay, all right. Woo. I know what I'm doing during the break.
I'm going to clip that. Let me mark down that time.
Hello, agents, trainers, keepers, pilots, eighth wallers, and our beloved explorers and wayfinders. Welcome to episode number 107 of the Wastewaters podcast, and I hope you chuckled at me getting excited over getting an upgrade in the open, because it doesn't happen very often. But here at Wastewaters, we want to do everything we can in our power to help you become a better wayfinder. As Chris and I have said, we want to educate, entertain, and excite. And Wastewaters is brought to you by the good people at the Pokemon Professor Network. And today is Friday, February the 2nd, 2024. Looking forward to a good show with some good conversation. But first, let's check in with Chris. What's up, my guy?
I'm good, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Should we play taps for your computer?
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't remember how taps goes. I think that's right.
It's pretty close. It's
Pulling
out from my laptop.
So for everybody who doesn't know what we're doing, go ahead. I'll let you do it.
For those of you who are not in the Patreon and don't know, my work laptop was replaced. So I got a new one, which is fancy and cool, and I was super excited because my old one was not good. But I went to install the video editing software, and it's like, no, you need an admin password. So I'm like, oh no, I can't install software on this thing. Took my other laptop in to get replaced or to get fixed, and it's not worth fixing. There's just too much wrong with it. It's old and it's crapped out. So I'm looking into getting a replacement, but we won't have any YouTube for 2 or 3 weeks, probably, unfortunately.
Yeah. It's all good. We'll go back to the OG days when it was just audio only. And when you get the new computer, it'll be back and better than ever. And we'll have all the updated YouTube content. We will still post the dad jokes on all the platforms. So we just won't have Cole of the Week, the regular show, Wayspot of the Week, and all that until the laptop comes back. But we'll still do the dad jokes on those. I know video editing well enough to do the dad jokes, and my computer will handle that. So we'll upload the dad jokes. We'll put those in the Discord as well. But yeah, we want to pour one out for Chris's laptop. So
yeah.
So last week, man, you did a movie quote. I was very impressed. I was very excited about that. And I wanted to kind of keep going in that same vein and see what we can do here. So you ready to take it away?
Alrighty.
All right,
I don't know why. I don't know why. I've gone to great lengths to remain incognito.
Emily?
Where are you, Emily?
Ah!
Love it.
I don't know why that's funny, but I don't know. I go and search for movie quotes, and I thought that was entertaining. So, yep. Emily, yeah, you did a great job last week of talking about Emily, and I think we want to talk about that just a little more. But I think for the first time in like 72 weeks, we have a little bit of news. So let's hear from my buddy Testo.
And now, the latest Niantic news from the Wayspotters podcast, presented by the Pokemon Professor Network.
All right, we actually have two things.
Ooh.
Templeton, Wayfair ambassador and certified plugin genius, posted in the Wayfair discussion Discord that there is a new plugin that will manage your photo edits. I almost fell out of my chair when Sarah Man attacked me. You gotta be kidding me. So I installed it. And it's amazing.
It's nice.
Amazing. It does require that you have the ability to import your emails.
Right.
Which is a bit of a process.
Mm-hmm.
And is kind of technically involved, but it is so cool. It brings all of your photos in a different tab. So like when you go to the contribution page, it says switch to photos. You click it and it immediately just brings up all your photos, all the dates that they were submitted, all the dates they were approved. In order to update it, you'll have to import your emails again. But once you've done it once, you can save all the stuff and just do it again. And it's amazing. It's fantastic.
So is that gonna make you not have to keep a spreadsheet? Are your spreadsheet days over now?
No, it doesn't do edits like title and description. Oh, edits, just photo edits. Just
photo edits. Okay.
So
it'll cut down half of your spreadsheet.
Yes. Fingers crossed. And the Wayfair team said that they're working on it, right? So eventually I will be able to pour one out for my spreadsheet as well. But until that happens, we will kind of just work with the plugins. But yeah, it's fantastic.
All right. And
shout out to them for doing that.
My plugins are all jacked up. So I need to like completely get rid of all my plugins and start over.
Yeah. Yeah. I installed some of them on my new laptop and they're all jacked up too. They appear twice, which is weird. So I think I'm just going to,
that's what mine are doing. You know, everybody always gives me a hard time about your titles. I'm like, my plugins.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm going to wipe out mine and try again. second bit of news, I went and posted my rant, and I know some people don't like me using the word rant, but
I like it.
My voice of displeasure of removing waste spots last week, so I posted the script that I wrote for that rant in the Wayfair form. It's got 17 comments. A bunch of people are just like, don't worry, they're working on it, only 11 months to go. I'm not going to read it, but Niantic Aaron replied, and I
saw that this morning.
I just noticed it while you were doing the intro.
He replied like 6:44 this morning, so that was early on the West Coast.
Yeah, 4:34 a.m. It says on mine.
Okay.
I haven't read it yet, so I'm going to read it live. Okay.
Yeah, let's read it live. Let's go.
Hey, thanks for the feedback. We do understand your concern, and I've already put it on our agenda, and this can take a while to revamp the process. Believe me, I know. Trust me, I understand. having said that, we receive thousands for removal requests for waste spots that do not need removal. I'm just going to pause right there for a second and say, I don't think you're wrong, but I don't think that number is quite as high as you think it is.
Correct.
In order to ensure that we remove only the valid ones, our policies require us to be sure beyond any doubt in order to proceed with removal. You can report the waste spot using this form, which is the blah, blah, blah. If you choose to report it anonymously, you can select no in the property owner drop-down and explain the reason for reporting the waste spot in question. You can select any reason and provide all relevant details in the message. Thanks. Which is cool. Perfect message, right? Mm-hmm. I do want to say one thing about last week's episode. That example that I gave for the one that I tried to have removed was nominated 10 years ago.
Oh, jeez. So from that was like...
I was a Sea Portal from Ingress, right?
Yeah,
Google Street View is 2 years ago. And it's like gone.
Right.
So like, I don't understand how more sure beyond a reasonable doubt you could go rather than hopping on a plane and flying to Oshawa and looking at it yourself and being, yeah, I believe you. Like,
yep.
Whatever. Anyway, I don't want to hijack your show.
No. That's great. I was looking at that this morning when I was doing the final show prep, and I saw that Niantic Aaron responded. And I'm like, Aaron is on it. And then if you look, if you look and scan, there's a couple people that responded underneath that. One of them was Sea Princess, who is a Wayfair ambassador, friend of the show, Sea Princess, and kind of pushed back and refuted a little bit about what Aaron was saying. Mm-hmm. You know, if you guys know Sea Princess, she's very particular about her privacy, which is 100% her right. And she doesn't want to dox herself. And you talked about that last week about, you know, damn near having to like give away your location in order to do something, which is not right. Mm-hmm. Because if you're trying to get the game board clean, you shouldn't have to put your personal information out there and let everybody know, hey, I'm the one that's removing this waste spot that's not here, regardless if you use it or whatever it is. It's me that's doing it. She doesn't want to do that, and I don't blame her. So it's a good read. If you guys go and find it on the forums, I'll probably link it in the show notes so you can just kind of take a quick peek at it and take a look at it, and if the spirit moves you, you can jump in the conversation on there as well. So it was a good conversation.
Yes, I'm gonna read through it today because I went and I looked And I kind of paid attention to it for a couple hours after I posted it, and then I got distracted at work, and I hadn't looked at it since. And I'm like, oh, 17 comments. Ooh, nice.
Yeah, it blew up. It was just like, bing, 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 bing. All right, Chris. So before we get into topic number one, I need to know something about you. So we've been partners in this crazy media endeavor for almost a full calendar year now. Mm-hmm. And this is like super, super important. This is like something like before I proposed to my wife, I had to find out from her. Like, this is like a deal breaker. So let's say you and the missus are going out for a nice dinner. You're going to go out for a steak dinner. Insert your favorite Canadian steakhouse here, right?
Right.
We don't have YouTube today, so I'll tweet this out. But what I want you to think of is, how do you like your steak? Going from left to right, one being rare, two being medium rare, three being medium, four being medium well, and five being well done. So what's your number and why?
I am a solid two, medium rare.
A solid two.
Yeah.
So you are an animal. In other words.
Yes. Yes. It just tastes better that way for me. It's just, I've tried like it rare and it's just not, uh-huh. I can't do rare.
So you're like a good cardiologist could get this thing back up and running, right?
Yep.
This is a debate I've had at work forever and everybody gives me a hard time. I'm like a solid four guy. I'm like a medium well.
Interesting.
I used to be a well done guy until like I started buying better quality steaks.
Mm.
The higher quality meat, you don't really need it, but I like my meat cooked. Four is good. Like depending on where you go, a good three, in between three and four is good, but like I can't do one or two. Like if I cut into the meat and it's blood on the plate, I can't do it.
Right. Yeah.
I can't do it. And I know we have a lot of vegetarians that listen to the show and they're probably like cringing right now, but I'm a good solid four. And sometimes when we go out for a steak dinner and I order it like medium well, like I get like the side eye from like the waiter and like, like people around me, they're like, oh.
Yeah.
They're kind of like so uncouth. And I'm like, what? Yeah. That's what my meat cooked, you know? So I wanted to know that. All right.
I've known people who are like zero.
Ooh.
Like blue.
Like tartar.
Like tartar. Like, I just want you to throw it on the grill for 15 seconds on each side and then bring it to me.
Ooh. Ooh.
I'm like, how do you do that?
Healthy, right? No, like, you can like get... like parasites or something.
I think with a high quality steak you're safe, but yeah, like I wouldn't do that at like Outback Steakhouse or Cracker Barrel or something.
Yeah, exactly. If you're going to like Ruth's Chris or Chima or you know Steak 48 or one of those, but yeah. I don't know, I like my meat cooked. Like when we have like family events and, you know, we're doing stuff on the grill, they never want me to cook. They're like, no. You cook the hamburgers. We'll cook the steak. I'm like, why? They're like, because you're going to burn it. I'm like, I'm going to cook the meat thoroughly. So like, because my brother-in-law has one of those like oil barrels on the side. You flip it up, you know, the big ones.
Yep,
and it's got like room for like, and we've had an entire pig on there before. It's huge, the surface area, and so we'll all be on there. We'll be taking turns, and they're like, Jamal, you can't do the steaks. You have to stick to the hamburger. And I'm like, they're like, you cook the hamburger and chicken, and I'm like, oh, because you want it cooked thoroughly? Is that why you want me to cook it? And they're like, yes, I'm gonna cook the meat thoroughly. So, anyways, I just thought that was interesting. I meant to have this discussion with you, like on. Remember when we did the getting to know you stuff when you first came on? I meant to ask you that, and I don't know why I did. But okay, now we know you're a two. I'm a four. So it's the one thing we didn't do in New York. We didn't get a steak. Steakhouses. Yeah. We didn't get a steak. We'll have to do that next time. So
yeah.
All right. We'll go ahead and jump into topic number one, and we'll see what we got today.
Topic number one.
All right. So last week we talked about the new ML bot, and Chris did a great job of explaining the difference between AI and ML. And we learned that Emily is not necessarily an acronym. It's more of a
homophobe, I think they called it.
Exactly.
Homonym.
Homonym. So the interesting thing is I did a whole bunch of research and reached out to a whole lot of different people. And Chris, I haven't told you this yet, but I actually sent Emily a message and she sent me back a message also.
Ooh.
Did I tell you about this? Yeah.
No.
Here, I'll plug. Yeah, I recorded it. I recorded what she sent back to me. So here we go.
I'm sorry, Jamal. Your nomination is definitely Cole. Not only that, it's a few meters from the actual location. Please refer to the submission guidelines and try it again. Thanks.
Ouch.
Ouch.
Emily's got a little bit of an attitude there. So yeah, she doesn't believe in what's a few meters between friends. So, I don't know. So I did it again, right? I wanted to see, okay, let me just reach out to Emily one more time and see what she said.
Unfortunately, our team found Little Free Library Charter number 9688-4 did not meet the criteria required to be accepted and has been rejected. This decision could be because of the title, description, location, photo, or a combination of criteria. For future nominations, please review our Wayspot Criteria Help articles to learn more about what makes a good Wayspot.
So, apparently Emily is British, and she doesn't like My Little Free Libraries. I guess I should have sent her the one on the Road Verge, and maybe she would have accepted it, right? So,
yeah.
She thought my first one was cool. She thought it was a few meters off. She didn't like it, you know? And so then, Chris, you were working because it was in the evening. I reached out to Kate DeCons, executive producer of the Wayspotters podcast. And I had her submit something to Emily, and this is what she told Kate DeCons.
Hello, Kate DeCons. Thank you for taking the time to nominate Community Message Board on December 27, 2023. Explorers like you are critical to creating a unique AR map of the world that shapes adventures for yourselves and others. Unfortunately, our team found Community Message Board did not meet the criteria required to be accepted and has been rejected. This decision could be because of the title, description, location, photo, or a combination of criteria. For future nominations, please review our Wayspot Criteria Help articles to learn more about what makes a good Wayspot.
So, Emily has got quite the attitude.
Yes, yes,
and, she does. She's a bit sassy. Yeah, she is a bit sassy. And there's one more that I got from Emily, and this was reached out to one of my locals, and I said, hey, I need you to reach out to Emily, and I want you to tell me what she says and record it and send it to me. And this is what she said to one of my locals.
Hey, Explorer. Unfortunately, our team found your attempt to get a home Wayspot did not meet the criteria required to be accepted and has been rejected. This decision could be because of the title, description, location, photo, or a combination of criteria. For future nominations, please review our Wayspot Criteria Help articles to learn more about what makes a good Wayspot. Nice try, though.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Awesome. Yep, she busted him. And then, so I said, Emily, you know, you're giving me such a hard time. I'm like, will you do something nice for the show? And this is what she said.
Hi, this is Emily. You are listening to the Wayspotters podcast with your hosts, Chris and Jamal.
And I'm like, awesome. Oh, that was awful nice of you, sweet. Emily. I appreciate that. That was very nice. So, yeah. So having a week to think about it, Chris, have you thought about it any differently? I know you brought this up last week, and I know I said some people would be, you know, kind of upset if their easy agreements went away. If Emily was working up to its full potential, they would get less easy agreement. So I got a couple questions, and I'll go first. So having a week to think about it, having a week to kind of process what an ML bot or Emily would do, overall, I think it's a good thing if used correctly. So it's like one of those tools that like a self-driving car. If a self-driving car is done properly and observes the rules of the road and understands, like, that's a dog, that's not a ball, that's a person, and it can, you know, it can understand everything and operate safely, then I'm all in favor of it. So I'm all in favor of Emily as long as Niantic is able to fine-tune Emily to make sure it understands the nuance. And that's something that, you know, you said last week that you really had a lot of doubts that Emily could understand the nuance, they would have to have a human backup. So having thought about it for a week, that's kind of where I'm sitting right now.
Yeah, same here. I think it's good. I like it. I've seen much less coal in my reviews that I've been doing lately, which is nice. And it's allowing us to focus on kind of the stuff that has the nuance, right? I do think that it needs work because it's rejecting things that it really shouldn't be rejecting. And it's there's a pace, the post in the Niantic Wayfarer Reviewers and Nominators Facebook group. Someone was like, hey, how do you feel about the artificial intelligence machine learning bot rejecting nominations? And it's getting roasted.
It is. I saw that.
Roasted.
I saw that.
So I hope I'm going to go back to what I said last week. I really think that during this, at least during this portion where they're trying to teach Emily, like Emily's like a toddler, right? And it's our job as kind of the community to raise this toddler to an adult,
right?
Teenager and then to an adult, right? And you teach toddlers by saying, hey, this is what you should be doing. And, oh, you've done this. This is not right. This is why it's not right. You can't do that anymore. You shouldn't do that. So they need to say, this was rejected by AI, machine learning. Emily rejected this. Here's your free appeal for this.
Right.
Tell us why Emily got this wrong. And then that way they can kind of speed up the process of teaching Emily. Because Emily's not a toddler. Emily's a computer. And you don't have to kind of take this slow. You could throw a bunch of information at her.
Exactly.
Right. So
that's the great thing about machine learning is the more data it gets, the faster, the more intelligent it gets. So you would almost benefit from Emily by running kind of their own internal Wayfarer challenge, just spitting thousands and thousands of nominations in front of Emily and letting Emily make a decision and then having a human go back and say, yes, Emily, this is right. No, Emily, this is wrong. Reinforcing the behaviors that are correct. So I had a couple of questions on this, Chris. So how do you think this is going to affect cooldowns? Do you think the cooldown algorithm will need to kind of be retooled, given that there will be an assumption that the automatic quote unquote one star is now gone away, where, you know, you'd click one star, one star, one star in the old way, you know, you're going to get five that are ineligible and people are like, oh, I better stop. I'm going to get a cooldown. So is Niantic going to need to change that algorithm on what generates a cooldown if Emily is now working?
I actually don't think so.
Okay.
Because the whole point of the cooldown was to make sure that people weren't voting in patterns and weren't just using the same thing every single time for every single nomination, right? So theoretically, you should be able to do the same. And... well, maybe. I don't know. No, I honestly don't think so. I mean, I think they kind of leave it the same.
Because I was thinking the opposite. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. With the new review flow, it's got so much more nuanced in it. You should theoretically not be voting in patterns anyway, just because all the nominations are different, right? Like, not everything's going to have the same one of the three pillars. Not every nomination's going to have, you know, there's I don't knows, there's yeses, there's noes, there's, yeah, I just think that the new review flow lends itself better to your review being different every time.
Okay. So I was going to disagree with that a little bit because I remember when the new review flow first came out and I was getting like a cool down a day. Remember that? And I'm like, what the heck is going on? I haven't gotten a cool down in like 18 months and all of a sudden I'm getting a cool down a day. And then I haven't gotten a cool down since. So they made some type of adjustment to the algorithm, or either I made an adjustment to the way I vote. I started using I don't knows and other things. But I think if you, and I'm just calling it an algorithm based upon my best guess, right? I don't know if it's an algorithm, how they decide to cool down. They've never told us and they probably never will. But my assumption is that the cool down is an algorithm that if X amount of reviews are done in X amount of seconds or X amount of minutes, and they are all 60, 70% this specific category, then issue a cooldown, right? But I'm thinking if you take one of the formulas out of that variable, then I think you need to retool the algorithm, because if it's, you know, in the old days, if it's one star, one star, one star, whatever the case may be with the new review flow, if you take one of those variables out because Emily or machine learning is not going to serve that up to me, you take that out of the equation, then that's going to throw off the algorithm for the cooldown. That's just the way I was thinking of it, that they would have to say, all right, we've got to come up with a new math formula to decide what a cooldown is, since explorers are not going to be seeing this entire category. So let's just say Emily has figured out how to get out 90% of K through 12. So you're not going to see a K through 12. The machine learning is going to take those out. So that's one less variable that you can click on that could potentially trigger a cooldown if you were to do 5 K through 12s in a row. So that's my only thought is, and it's more of maybe it's not necessarily a cooldown thing, but are they going to have to change their algorithm on how they look at things once Emily's up and running? So that's kind of where I was coming from on that.
That's fair. That's fair. It's definitely going to kind of pull a bunch of stuff that we weren't seeing before. So yeah, that's a fair assessment.
And then the other question was, how do you think Emily is going to affect the backlog? I think this is probably the most important question.
I think it can do, the only thing I think it can do is reduce the backlog. Like it's only going to pull out nominations that we're not going to have to look at, right? So theoretically, it could only make the backlog better.
And do you think there's a way, I'll ask the question this way, or I'll make a statement and I'll allow you to respond to it. I think a good use of Emily would be for Niantic to apply Emily to the backlog to go through and search for coal or whatever they're searching for on the ones that in the US, let's just stick to the US because that's where I'm at, and Canada is not as bad as, but let's say, in Charlotte, right? The backlog, let's say it was 8 months before. Let's say the Charlotte backlog is down to 4 months. Go back and look at all of the ones that are in that backlog and apply Emily to those, which would really then clear it out. And then if Emily goes, you know what? I looked at 10,000 of these that are backlogged for 4 months and I didn't see anything that I didn't like. And so they just stay in the backlog. But if she is able, they, whatever we want to call, are able to go through and find ones that could easily just be moved on and sent back to the Explorer to fix, that could just artificially cut time off the backlog right there. So that's one way I think, instead of using Emily on the front end, use Emily on the back end to go through and clean out what's already there.
Yeah, yeah. That's probably, I think, the best use of Emily at this point, is kind of go through all the stuff that's been sitting in queue since June of last year, right? Like, I still have stuff from Midland that's still in queue. And that was
end of
June, early July. I was just looking at it.
That's crazy, so, isn't it?
Yeah, for this area, yeah.
That's crazy. And then the other thing is, you know, this is where, you know, we don't do this that often, but I'm specifically wanting to know from everybody out there listening, if you could speak to Niantic directly about Emily, how would you phrase what you would want to see from Emily? So if you're listening on Spotify, I am going to put a question attached to this episode for you to answer, and then answer it, type it out, or send it in, however you want to do it. And on an upcoming episode, the next time we circle back around to Emily, we will read the responses. But I'm really interested to see how people think about Emily. And I'm going to formulate a question that I'm going to put on the forums. I just have to word it in a way where it doesn't go off the rails and people start talking about each other's mothers and it kind of gets out of hand. But kind of like what you did last week with your rant, I just want to kind of put some thoughts together and kind of talk about Emily in an intelligent way and spark it so that when Niantic reads the responses, they get like some good legitimate feedback on what we've seen from Emily and what we want to see from Emily. So that's one thing that I think that I want to do for a forum update. But I'll give you the last word, Chris, on the whole machine learning and how you think this could change the trajectory of 2024 Wayfarer.
I think if they get this nailed, then the backlog is going to be reduced so much, and it's just going to be super happy fun times for everyone. It's never going to be perfect. I think that people need to understand that it's never going to be perfect. But reviewers aren't perfect, right?
Right.
And if we just accept that Emily is a part of our life as wayfarers, and accept that sometimes Emily is going to make mistakes, if they do this right, Emily will make far less mistakes than people will. So
yes. And we know people make mistakes because I had a little meltdown the other day. So I haven't shared this with anybody. I shared it with two ambassadors, but I had a little bit of a meltdown because I nominated something and it got denied. And I'm like, all right, whatever. So then I appealed it on the forum, and the appeal that the reason I got back, let's just say I was less than satisfied. And I showed it to a few people, and the people that I showed it to were significantly less than satisfied. And it's like, this was not a machine. This was a person that reviewed this nomination and sent me that BS response. So I'm probably going to put that on the forums and see what kind of trouble I can stir up with that. But, you know, it's for people listening who don't know, who not in our Discord. Charlotte, North Carolina is like doing something awesome. They are putting greenways all over the city, like everywhere, like all these greenways. There's like 107 miles or something, some big number that might be low, but all these greenways are going to be connected. So Charlotte has a freeway that circles the city. It's called 485. Most cities have some freeway that kind of circle the city. The greenways are going to go all the way around the freeway, and they're going to link in with the little streams and creeks. And I'm in the northern part of Charlotte, and it's the Long Creek Greenway, which connects to all the other greenways. And so as they're building these paths, they're putting in these beautiful footbridges, and they're putting in trail signs and trail markers. And I'm just out there living my best life, just like every half a mile, I'm nominating something that's, you know, and Chris, you've seen these, and I'm nominating it. But on the overhead map, because it's so new, it looks like it's just trees. And we can't do a photosphere anymore. So there's not a really good way for me to take a picture to show this footbridge that is near anything else, because they went through the woods and dug a trail and paved it and put up a bridge. So there's no buildings in the back or anywhere that I can take a picture of the bridge and the trail marker and show it in contrast with anything else in the city, because it's just trees. So I understand the difficulty of what the reviewer and what the appeal people had to deal with. So when I did the appeal, I took the advice of people in our Discord, and I went out and I found the website for Charlotte's Greenways, and I attached the website, and I even found the map of the individual place where I was taking the photo, and it was the sixth map on the website. And I said, scroll down to map number six and look at, you know, the red dot, and it will show you right where the bridge is. And I put screenshots of my nomination, and it'll correspond exactly where it is. And they were like, nope, couldn't find it. And I'm like, what do you mean you couldn't find it? It's right there. So it was just very, very frustrating. So we have to give Emily a little bit of room, because if people are making that kind of mistake when they've got the information there, we can only assume that Emily's not going to be perfect unless she becomes omnipresent and becomes better than humanity.
I just, so that's my, Skynet's coming.
Skynet.
That appeal was absolutely ridiculous. Like,
I mean, what could I have done better? Could I have done anything better?
Absolutely nothing. Like, I looked through that and I was just like, I don't get it. And we've said it before in this show, getting things approved that are under tree cover is very hard. It's funny too, because like, if you get one, then it's so much easier to get the rest of them, because people can go and look and go, oh, I see a trail marker is already approved. Yeah.
Exactly.
Now I trust you more that these other trail markers are actually there. But it's getting that first one is so hard. But when you have a map made by the city that shows exactly the location, like, literally, what more do you need? Do you want them to cut down the trees so you can, like,
I don't understand it. I mean, that map had every location of every bridge. And I did in a few meters this between friends. I literally walked out there and I nominated it on the spot. I didn't want to nominate it later. I made sure I was standing on the bridge because I knew it was going to be difficult for people to see it. And it's like, that's not one that I can just renominate. I literally have to go back to that spot because I don't want to approximate it. I want it to be right where it is. So, that was so frustrating and I was trying to keep my cool and
all right. That was a bad one.
Okay. So before we get into topic number two, there's one other thing. I was going to save this for a later date, but this happened to my wife and I the other day, and I need to know where you stand on this. So I'm being told that I'm an animal. I'm being told that I'm disgusting and that I'm just a cretin. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the other day, my wife and I went to the movies, and I took my soda pop, my Sprite. I got Sprite and then like some blueberry pomegranate and mixed it together. And halfway through the movie, we were out of popcorn and we were out of soda. And I said, I'm going to go get a refill and go to the bathroom. And so then my wife was like, what? I'm like, what do you mean? What? She's like, you're going to take your soda pop in the bathroom? I'm like, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. She's like, you're going to take the soda pop into the bathroom and go to the bathroom and then go refill it. And I'm like, yes. And she's just giving me this look like she has no idea who I am anymore. She's like, that's the most disgusting thing that I've ever heard. And I'm like, everybody does that. She's like, nobody does that. And I'm like, look, okay, cameras are not allowed in the bathroom. That's like a big faux pas. But every football game, every Panthers game I've ever been to, people walk into the bathroom with their beer. They set it on the urinal, use the bathroom, and then take the beer and go out and finish drinking it. I'm like, I'm setting the cup on the counter while I go over to use the bathroom, wash my hands. And I'm like, maybe it's a guy thing. But this season, when I've gone to the Panthers game, I've taken my beer and set it literally on the urinal, taking care of business, and then gone out. So tell me, Chris, am I an animal? Am I a monster? Am I wrong here?
Yes. Absolutely.
No way. She can't listen to this episode now. So I'm wrong. I'm wrong.
I think you are. Yes.
You've never done that?
Not since I've turned 24.
Okay. So when I go to the Panthers games at Bank of America Stadium, and I walk in and I see everybody setting their beer on the urinal. Some people are even drinking it while they're at the urinal, and they set it right on the urinal. And this at the stadium, they have urinals. They have them flat so you can set a drink there.
Yep.
It's not so we're all wrong. We're all cretins, right?
Correct. I'm gonna tell you this. They did not design that urinal with a flat top so you could put your beer there. It's just coincidence. I would chug that beer, go to the bathroom, and then go get anyone. There's no way I'm taking that into the bathroom with me. Not a chance.
All right.
I've watched way too many documentaries and science shows to no. Mm-mm.
So when you go to a sporting event and you walk in and you see that, do you cringe?
A little bit. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I could send you some links to some shows that would change your mind.
Oh, man. So when I see a guy take his beer into the stall
and sit
down, that's even worse.
Ooh.
Okay. Ooh. All right.
I'm going to mute myself.
If you're listening to this, tell me if you agree with Chris and you think I'm wrong. Like, have you ever gone into the bathroom at a sporting event or anywhere with your beer, sat it down on the urinal, and this is for the guys only, the ladies is different because... Anyway, so I don't want to go into the whole physics of it. Anyways, guys, you go into the bathroom, you have your beer, you're drinking it, you're waiting in line. It's finally your turn. It's halftime. It's like four deep. You set your beer on the urinal. You take care of your business. You grab your beer, go wash your hands, you go out. So Chris and my wife both think that I'm an absolute animal. I have never done anything different. So, okay. All right. Okay. All right, Chris. Okay. All right,
I suspect this is not going to end well for you.
I never really thought.
Okay. All right. I guess we can go on to topic number two there, since I'm just a complete animal. Here we go.
Topic number two.
All right. So since I am completely unsanitary now, let's move on to topic number two. Now, topic number two is completely sanitary. And what I'm going to do in topic number two is I want to talk a little bit about maps, but I don't want to talk about maps in the sense that you're thinking about right now. So, Chris, you know that I come up with some crazy ideas like the one I had today. And this is probably not Niantic's roadmap of what they have planned for 24 or 25 at all, but hear me out. So a couple of weeks ago on episode number 105, we had, it was called the Atlanta Invasion. And if we were doing YouTube, it would be up in this corner, but since we're not doing YouTube, it's not. I just had to do that. We talked to Lizzie B. Darcy and Sarah Manda about the term snake or getting snaked. And we often use that term snake in a negative connotation. Now, the reason why I bring this up, Chris, is while they were here in Charlotte, they were quite prolific in nominating things in town, which I appreciate. I love that. Like, hey, I got some excellent wayfinders here in town who are nominating things across town. So they nominated several things in Charlotte, several POIs in Charlotte that were already nominated by locals here in Charlotte. And, you know, what kind of brought this up was Sarah Amanda was like, hey, I was at this park and I nominated that. And I'm like, oh, and I go into Wayfair and I send her a screenshot. And I mean, you mean this? And she's like, oh, you nominated that also? She's like, yeah, well, I nominated this in that park and I nominated this in that park. And I'm like, oh, you mean these two things? I also nominated those two things. And she's like, great. I wasted a nomination. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, I don't really want to snake Sarah Amanda, but I don't really want to waste an upgrade on this park that I go to like three times a year. So I'll just let it be, and whichever one goes through. But that got me thinking of the idea. So Chris, you've done some traveling recently. You go to Toronto, you've been to NYC recently, mm-hmm. and you've nominated POIs in both places. Wouldn't you love if you opened up the app? Okay, all right. Sorry. I won't go into the app. All right, we know there's no app. But wouldn't you love it if you opened up the map and you were able to see on the map, it showed you the POIs that were in process, in pending, or in queue? Wouldn't that be kind of cool?
Oh, that would be the dream.
Right? And I know Atlanta, because Atlanta is very far ahead of Charlotte, they have for their Discord, they have a shared map where they put in the nominations that they've nominated, and everybody that uses that shared map can see, oh, Sarah Amanda or Lizzie B. Darcy has nominated the playground at North Lake Apartments or whatever it is. And they say, okay, I'm not going to nominate that because Sarah Amanda or Lizzie B. Darcy has nominated it and it's in queue, it's in voting or whatever. But now if I were to drive down to Atlanta and I'm driving by this apartment complex or whatever, and I pull up the map and I'm like, oh, there's nothing here. And I go and I nominate it. Now one of us is going to get a duplicate. So my question is, do you think Niantic would want us to have access to a shared worldwide map where we could see pending, in voting, and in queue nominations?
That's a good question. First of all, this is a fantastic idea. This is fantastic. I'm trying to think in my head like what negatives would come out of this, but I can't think of any. Like, it's just if you look at a map and you see all the things that are pending, it's only going to save you. Like, it's only going to help you not nominate things that are already in queue. Like, if someone's already done it, I'm not going to waste my time. Right. And if I'm not going to waste my time, now we're not wasting the time of reviewers to review the same thing over again. Right.
Right.
So, like, I've had a couple of things that I nominated when I moved back to Oshawa, and I'm like, I can't believe this isn't in the game. So I nominated two things, and like a week mm-hmm. later, I'm driving to work and they're in the game, and I'm like, that was quick. Someone beat me to it.
Yeah.
So now I got two nominations that were both in voting at the time. I'm like, right. Now people are going to vote on this for absolutely no reason.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So do you think Niantic would want us to have that?
Yes.
I think it's a great idea. I love it. And I can't take credit for the idea. I got the idea from the Georgia server and what they do. And I'm like, what's that?
And then Sarah Amanda started explaining to me. I'm like, oh, you can do that? And she's like, yeah, well, Testone's a genius. And I'm like, yes, Testone is a genius. And he kind of helped them get that set up so they can see it. But the problem is that's only limited to the people who are in that Atlanta, Georgia, and metro area server.
Right.
Not anybody random in the state of Georgia can see that. Right. You know, it's only their shared map. And that just got me thinking, like, if Testone and company, and I don't know who, I don't know if it was necessarily Testone. I'm just giving him credit because I give him credit for everything. So if you're listening and you're the one that did it and it wasn't Testone, my apology. But if someone can do that for the map in Georgia, it couldn't be that hard to do it in a wider area or even worldwide. And I think in 2024, if we're trying to make the experience better for wayfinders, I tell you what, that would increase my quality of life if I was out hunting and I saw that something was already nominated there. Now, would Jamal go in and snake some things? Absolutely. Because I'm like, why did you nominate this? And you could have nominated that, you know, or this is in the wrong, you know, or this is going to be within 20 meters or something else. So I guess you could see people doing that, but people are doing that now. I don't see any cons. I only see pros. So my next question was, what are the pros and what are the cons? I think the only con would be they would have to hire somebody or appropriate someone's time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only con, but that's one of those. It's not my problem. But if you're a live service game, this is a way to provide a really live service for your end users. So aside from Niantic having to maintain that, I don't see a con to the player base.
The only con that I could see, and you just mentioned it, would be if there are people out there, and I know there are people out there because it's happened to me, and there's one guy in my local who does it, and I stopped them, but that's besides the point. I would be worried about people snaking nominations, right? Not because they don't think that the current nomination is good enough, but because they want their name on the Pokestop or the portal, right?
That's fair.
I had two or three things rejected and then appear in game like 2 weeks later because someone, and it's the same person who created all those fake wastebots that I had removed, used his voting ring to reject mine so he could go nominate them and have his name on the way spot, right?
Gotcha. One of them, that makes sense.
One of them was, and I've since had it moved, and he's so mad, big mad, was something I nominated, and then he moved it like 300 meters away just so it would appear in an empty cell and go into Pokemon Go, and I'm like, what's not there? He's like, walk down there. It is. And I'm like, dude, I'm literally standing beside the Pokestop. It's not.
You're like, I'm right here.
I know
here.
Where it's that sign here. Is because I nominated it. And you use your voting ring to reject it. And he's like, it's a Pokestop. Just leave it alone. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Right? That's not how it works. So I would be worried about things like that happening.
Gotcha. But, okay. That's a fair concern. But if we're weighing it out, does that weigh out the benefits?
No, absolutely not. I was just about to say that. That's one of those things that you would have to manage the bad actors who are abusing the system, because they will be far less than the people who are using it correctly. So you just take out the people who are abusing it, and they've done a very, very good job. Like this person, I'm pretty sure, quit Pokemon Go because Niantic smacked him around after I reported a bunch of his stuff. But like, you just address the bad actors and the people who are abusing the system, and they'll go away, especially with the new punishment ladder that blew up. So like, if people get a 30-day ban for abusing this, then they're not going to do it anymore. The system is working. So I don't think that one con that I can think of would outweigh all of the pros that would come from having this map, right?
Yep. I agree with that 100%. Now, how that would manifest itself, whether that's in Ingress or that's in Pogo or it's only IITC or, God forbid, the Wayfair app. Okay, I'll stop. I don't know how it would manifest itself. Now, one of the things when I was putting this together that made me think this is entirely possible is, you know, I only nominate through Ingress because I want the portal key because I'm weird. But when people nominate through Pogo, you click that slider and you can see POIs that are currently in the game.
Correct.
Right. So the technology is there. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they could write a code that could bring in something that's pending or all the ones that are pending. Right. Let's not even talk about S2 cells. Right. Let's just leave S2 cells out of it. Yep. They could write a code that could bring in anything in the Wayfarer system that is pending and display it on that map. Right. That's what my thought is. And then bring that same technology to Ingress and have it displayed when you go to nominate what's currently in the game.
Yep.
So that's the way I think you could do it. Again, it would be engineering on the back end for Niantic, but I think it would be a huge plus in the benefit to the player.
And think about this too. And here's an idea that we've thrown out on this podcast before. What if you opened up Pogo or Ingress and you're like, I want to nominate this. And you say, oh, look, it's in the map. It's impending. You click on it and you can review it.
Oh my goodness.
Right from the spot. Say
that's the dream right there. That's right? The dream.
Like it would take you to the Wayfarer and it would load up that nomination in your review and you would say, I am currently physically at this location.
Mm-hmm.
I verify that playground is where this person says it is.
Mm-hmm.
You do your vote, you think, and it goes back to the game, you carry on like normal, right?
Wow.
And you could maybe heavily weight that review to say that person was physically at that location, right? So now you give them maybe like double the points that you would get from a normal review from someone who's not there. And now you're reducing the backlog because A, that person's not going to nominate it because it's already there. And B, they've just reviewed it to help it along, right?
That's an amazing idea. I had not thought of it in that context. Think about when we were in New York City and we're walking along looking for things to nominate, and there's a couple of things that were duplicates. Think about if all of those trainers, all of those wayfinders could have said, you know what, that sign, I'm literally touching it. Let me review it right now. Yep. Bang, it could almost go through, and then the next day people could interact with it in all the games.
Yep, that map that I nominated right outside of Randall Park, somebody beat me to it. It came back as a duplicate. So like if I was standing there while we were waiting for the group to kind of catch up with us, I could have reviewed that standing right there and be like, hey, I'm not going to waste this nomination. It's here.
Yeah,
I'm looking at it. Exactly. It's a good waste spot. Yes, I want it to be in the game. Right.
Right. And I know people have different ideas on wasting nominations. I mean, I've got 80. I don't think that I'm, you know, unless I go to an area that I haven't been, I probably will always have 50. I don't know how many, but I mean, I've done 35 in a day before. That's so it's not it's not to say I can't do it, but when we were in New York City and we literally walked from Randall's Island all the way to Battery Park, I mean, if we weren't like sightseeing and just kind of hanging out and, you know, shooting the breeze, if we were like, hey, let's find empty cells in New York City, which there's not many, because I've been there, I'll tell you, there's a couple, we really could have done it. And I'm sure that of the 100,000 people there, there's 15 or 20 other wayfinders going, hey, there's nothing in this cell. Let's find something. Mm-hmm. So then you potentially have you, me, Maddie G, and somebody else nominating three different things in that same cell. And if you're like, oh, there's two things here in this area, let me stop saying cell because they'll never do that. There's two things in the proximity here, let me review both. And then Niantic's inner mechanics will decide which one was there first or which one goes into the game, or however that works. I don't even care at that point. Yeah. It's just a matter of moving things along at a better pace.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the code is in there. Like it only in Pogo, it only shows you way spots that are in a certain vicinity from where you are. Like if you try and nominate remotely in Pogo, it won't load the way spots that are there, which is frustrating.
Yep.
But
yep, it is.
So the code's already there, right? Like if even if you were to open the game and say, hey, I want to nominate something, and you were to start typing it, you're like your title or something, and you hit enter, and the game would be like, oh, there's a nomination with a similar title. Do you want to look at it? That's currently pending, right?
Wow.
And you go, oh.
Imagine them using machine learning or AI for that.
Oof.
My God.
Oof.
You might have just we got to package this up and send this over to Niantic. Your idea might be the winner.
Yeah,
might be the winner.
We talked about this. I mean, we talked about the Wayfarer app. I don't even remember what episode it was, like a while ago. And that was an idea that we had floated then too, was nominating in real time.
Yep, I remember that.
I think one of the things was you could have the Wayfarer app open in the background and it would just ping you with a, hey, there's a nomination nearby. Do you want to renew it?
Stop it.
Wayfarer app's gone.
So. Stop it. You're gonna
make me feel bad. All right, let's do this. Guy, we're damn near at an hour. I was trying to make this a shorter episode, and here we are again. So let's go ahead and play the music, and we'll play some dad jokes, and then we will be back on the other side with Waste Spot of the Week and Coal of the Week, and we'll get you guys back out to your Sunday. So we'll see you in a hot second.
What's up, fellow Waste Spotters? This is Coach Kev here, and you're listening to the Waste Spotters podcast. And you better share this with a friend, otherwise you're going to be sleeping at the bottom of Lake of the Moon with Geodude tied to your ankles.
This is A is for Andis, Florida's most hated wayfarer. You're listening to the Waste Spotters podcast.
Are you serious? This again? It's season 3.
What did the drummer call his twin daughters? And a one, and a two. Why can't a nose be 12 inches long? Because then it would be a foot. Last night, my wife and I watched two DVDs back to back. Luckily, I was the one facing the TV. Did you hear they found the famous cartoonist dead? Details are a little sketchy. What did the mountain climber name his first son?
Cliff?
I remember the first time I saw a universal remote. I thought to myself, this changes everything. So these two cannibals were eating a clown. One says to the other, does this taste funny to you? All right, everybody. Thank you for going through the break. Hopefully you enjoyed the dad jokes. I think they were funny. And we will continue to do the dad jokes as long as you guys continue to watch the shorts and everything else. And we'll go from there. So I wanted to jump, Chris, straight into the Waste Spot of the Week.
Let's take a look at a beautiful example of what the Waste Spotters podcast thinks you should be nominating. We proudly present the Waste Spot of the Week.
All right, so this week's Waste Spot of the Week comes to us, and I forgot to give credit on where I got this from. I don't remember where I got it from. I got this from, I don't remember where I got this from. I think it was from the Houston Discord or somewhere, or the California Discord. I don't remember. If this is your Waste Spot and you recognize it, I'm sorry. I forgot to put your name down. Don't remember where I got this from. But since we're not doing YouTube, I'll try to do a better job of explaining what you're looking at. What you were looking at, the title of this is Warner Brothers Acme Carrot. So if you're about my age or a little bit younger or maybe a little bit older, you know the Acme Carrot, right? Acme, that's the cartoon, and Wile E. Coyote and all those in that universe would buy Acme products and he would come to an unfortunate end. So this is one of the carrots from Acme. And this is located on the inside of a building. I'm guessing it's maybe at the Acme building. I don't know, where the Warner Brothers studio, but it's a carrot and it looks very much like the one we looked at growing up. And it's a statue, possibly made out of bronze, and it has Acme kind of etched into it. And it says sculpture of Bugs Bunny's carrot. Now there's a, uppercase lowercase issue with the description, but I'm gonna let that go, Chris. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna be that guy. They have lowercase b for Bugs and uppercase b for Bunny, and that kind of makes me twitch a little bit. But again, that can be fixed later. And we don't see the supporting photo, which is fine, but this is something that, like, I'd be like, oh my god, that's not in the game, and this could be a new addition. But this is kind of cool, and it's not a mural. So that'll make some people happy that we don't have a mural as Waste Spot of the Week. But this is something that I would really enjoy looking at, because it's like, I remember the Acme Carrot and Bugs Bunny and all that stuff from my childhood. And this is a really cool indoor mural, and it's done really well, and it's not on private property. And I kind of think it's really cool. You got thoughts on this, Chris?
Yeah, it's amazing. I think that is the Warner Brothers studio because it's in Burbank, California, and it's on Warner Boulevard, though.
Oh, yeah. All signs are pointing to it said Warner Brothers.
That's fantastic. Right. I love that there's a giant Funko Pop in the nearby, too.
Yes, right. Yes. It's like a life-size Funko Pop. Yeah. I didn't even notice it. I'm looking at it now. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's so cool.
All right. Okay, so let's go over to Cole of the Week, and I'll take the first one. Let's go ahead and play the jingle.
I've been working on the Wayfair all the livelong day. I've been working on the Wayfair just to pass the... Uh-oh. Oh, no. Hey, Jamal, I found some coal.
Yes, indeed, we found some coal, and this one comes to us from Aquablast64, future friend of the show. Chris, give me 2 seconds here. Mm-hmm. So for those of you who don't know, which is everybody because we haven't said it, Chris and I have been reaching out to Discords all across the country, kind of like we did with the Atlanta invasion, and we've reached out to different Discords in different parts of the country and the world, and we are going to be interviewing and bringing on people from different Discords to talk about the Wayfarer wins and losses in their area. Aquablast is going to be joining us in an upcoming episode to talk about the greater central Pennsylvania area. We've talked to people in Houston. We've talked to people in Massachusetts. We've talked to people in Dallas, and they're going to be joining us throughout season three. We're going to kind of highlight the average explore so Niantic can hear their voice, what works well in their area, what doesn't work well in their area. So if you want to have your local Discord featured on the Wayspotters podcast, reach out to us. We'll tell you how at the end of the show, and we can talk offline and we can get something together. Anyhow, now that I got that out there, this call comes to us from Aquablast64. So again, for everybody listening to this, what you're looking at here, the title is Stop Sign Tree. And the description is a tree has grown around this stop sign. So wrap your mind around this. What you're looking at here or what you're hearing about is a stop sign that literally has grown into the tree. The tree has literally grown around this stop sign. I know you guys have seen, like, you know, you put like a spear in a tree and it kind of grows around it. So this tree has engulfed this stop sign. And the supporting photo is the same, which always kind of weirds me out. I'm not going to lie. When the main photo and the supporting photo are the same, I'm kind of like, what are you hiding? What are you trying to do? Because I get a little tricky with my angles myself. So, but I'm like, what are you trying to do here? And so the supporting information is this unique tree. I can't read that. It's too small. My eyes are bad. But anyways, it's talking about the unique tree and how it comes in there. And there's another sign below the stop sign that kind of shows that. At the end of the day, it's cool and it's unique. But Chris, at the end of the day, it's a tree and it's a stop sign. And neither one of those are eligible to be inclusive in the game, even though you have a tree inside of a stop sign. It doesn't take away from the fact that it's a tree and a stop sign. And if you look at the map that he provided, it's on residential property. Yeah. I think even though it's cool, it's cool. What do you think?
It's neat, but it's cool, 100%. It's a stop sign.
Yep.
They're just gonna come and replace that stop sign once they realize that it's not functioning as a stop sign because it's in a tree.
And then based upon what we've talked about earlier this season, you won't be able to get it removed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. You want to take call number two?
Call number two comes from us from Nayube99 in the Sylph League Houston Discord. And it is the title is Super Drainage Ditch. And it's a drainage ditch. It's like a bunch of barriers on the side of like a paved hill with some trees in the background, and it's a drainage ditch. The description is this woodlands has these around to keep water flowing. It's a drainage ditch.
It's a drainage ditch.
it's not safe. Like, it's not interesting.
It's not a good place to gather.
It's you can't really exercise there. If it's raining and there's water flowing through there. That's just dangerous. That's cool. I don't like it. It's terrible.
Yep. Oh, wow. All right. You got anything else, my man?
No, I do not.
All right. We'll get everybody back out to their Sunday. So we cannot have an episode of Wastewaters without shouting out our executive producer, Kate DeConce. Even if you got scolded this week by Emily, so did I. We're together there. As well as all of our patrons. We love you guys. We thank you guys. You guys rock. So if you like hearing this episode of Wastewaters, there is just a couple of ways that you can tell us that you appreciate us and reach out to us. So the first one is you can follow us on our socials. You can follow us on Twitter. We are at Wastewaters. We're also on Instagram at Wastewaters Podcast. And also we are on TikTok at I Make Wastebots. All of those, once we're back up and running with video, you'll be able to see the shorts and all of the cool things that we do and all the other features. We try to be incredibly responsive and try to make sure that our listeners know that we love them and we love interacting with you guys and occasionally mixing it up and saying some things that we probably shouldn't say, but we say them anyway. Second, you can visit our website, www.wastewaters.com. From there, you can get links to everywhere you can download the show. You can also send us a message directly from the website, or you can send us an email, wastewaters@pokemonprofessor.com. And just because YouTube is not up right now, I don't want you to lose this link, www.youtube.com/@wastewaterspodcast. That's where you can go back. This would be a great time to go back and watch all of the episodes on YouTube that you may have missed. We would love that and appreciate it. Third, for our American listeners or for anyone that wants to dial an American phone number, you can call us on our hotline, 704-426-3710. You never know, your voicemail may appear on an upcoming episode of the show, or you can just tweet us a voice message. Now, we would really appreciate it if you join our Patreon. If you're not a member of the Patreon, you can join the Pokemon Professor Network Patreon for as little as $1 US a month. I would do the conversions, but they change on a minute-to-minute basis, and I might say something is something, and you go to pay it, and it's different, so I won't. But all you need to do is go to patreon.com/Pokemon Professor. You'll have access to the Discord for all the family of shows across the Pokemon Professor Network, including Wastewaters, Special Conditions, Gotta Watch Them All, Purified Podcasts, and Lured Up. It's a fantastic place filled with fantastic people. And last thing, I want to see if everybody out there will do me a huge favor. On the podcatcher that you're listening to us right now, can you give us a rating? Chris and I both think 5 stars are the best stars and it really helps out the show. But we really want you to rate us what you think that we deserve. And again, I said, I think it's 5 stars. And if you want to be a superstar, write us a review on a podcatcher that allows you to do so. I promise one of us will read it on an upcoming episode of the show. And with that, we want to thank you for listening to the Wastewaters Podcast. And we hope you will continue to do it week after week. And remember, what's a few meters between friends?